Rule 5, calculate the impact. Business think rule number 5 is calculate the impact. Calculating the impact will give you the tools to convert hard evidence into a ballpark financial equivalent. Once you have the impact, you can compare it against what it will cost you to put the solution into place. You will have a clear understanding of the ratio between the investment required and the return expected. Having a ballpark impact will help you make a more objective decision, and you will know whether you could do something or whether you absolutely should.
Brace yourself for another reminder of our recurring theme. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it. People struggle with the decision whether to invest in a solution, whether it's a new computer system, production facilities, or launch a new product. What makes our decisions hard or difficult about what new opportunities to invest in is not knowing how big the problem is and what the financial impact would be if it were solved. And with limited resources and unlimited options, solutions have to start measuring up against questions of strategic fit. They have to stack up against other solutions that maybe fit better strategically. And if you can't articulate the financial impact that your proposed solution would have to those who ultimately decide if it will be a go, you lose the green light to something else with clear value, even though it may provide less value long-term to the company. No matter how killer the impact of your solution, the business leaders around you won't understand it, and the company loses, and your project won't be funded. When the impact is missing, any criteria, it could be positional power, sacred cows, it could be maybe political clout that someone else has, that can cut in and persuade others to accept inferior ideas that offer less than good solutions and less than good impact to the company. So without financial clarity, non-business people with non-business cases and non-business solutions win in the short term. Remember, business people never let cash out the door that doesn't strictly, ultimately bring more money back. Without the right information about the financial impact of what you hope to do, it's not unusual that the cost of that solution turns out to be greater than the cost of living with the problem. And at the end of the day, solutions are on the line to impact the top and bottom line. And if you and your colleagues can't put a worthwhile return on the investment together, then the investment is simply a cost, and the costs will always be too high. Now, if the impact of the problem you're considering or the opportunity you hope to pursue isn't worth the money, there's no reason to move forward, period. I know we've said that before. It just bears repeating. Actually, we should put an exclamation point on that idea. If you have people, products, policies, or anything else that do nothing but generate costs, then they're draining valuable resources. They ought to be generating some tangible financial impact, or it better be phenomenal intangible value.